Can you help me, Brother Stegmaier? Good evening. Thank the Lord for being saved. We appreciate the hospitality your pastor has shown us. He's fed us real good, took good care of us, and we just thank God for it. Appreciate his love and the love of the saints. I sort of wish I could put you all in my pocket and take you home with me. But I'll just have to come back. Praise God. I'd like to continue with the thought, which wisdom do you have? We couldn't get off that first scripture text in the book of James, and we'd like to go there briefly just to get our thought, and then we're going to go to the book of Corinthians because we want to know what the wisdom of above is. We know it's Christ in our life, but we want to be a little more specific. Right. So, James, and if you could read, I believe it's the 17th verse.
But the wisdom that is from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, and easy to be entreated, full of mercy and good fruits, without partiality and without hypocrisy.
But the wisdom from above is first pure.
Amen.
Then peaceable, gentle, easy to be entreated, full of mercy and good fruits, without partiality, without hypocrisy. That was a beautiful song, Sister Cummings, I'm saying.
Right.
I tell you, just bless my soul. All the songs were tremendous, don't get me wrong. We're a little small congregation. We don't have all of this. And it's just a blessing of my soul when I can enjoy, amen, the good singing, amen, a good choir. But as she was singing about an excellent spirit, that's what we need, the pure wisdom from God. We need that wisdom from above to come into our hearts and help us to live right and make a difference to the world, that they see and know that there's a reality in serving a true and a living God.
True.
Amen. For our God is alive. Amen. And he's alive in his people. And the world needs to see it. Amen. That's why we need this from above. Amen. And this is none other than Jesus. 1 Corinthians, 1st chapter, 24th verse. We might skip up to the 19, but just for the beginning, I'm hoping to move through this and try to get as far as the Lord would permit me.
But unto them which are called, both Jews and Greeks, Christ, the power of God, and the wisdom of God.
But unto them which are called, both Jews and Greeks, Christ, the power of God,
right,
and the wisdom of God.
Right.
Amen. Proverbs 9 and 10.
Proverbs 9 and 10. The fear of the Lord.
The fear of the Lord is
the beginning of
is
wisdom.
Is the beginning of wisdom.
And the knowledge of the holy is understanding.
And the knowledge of the holy is understanding. The Bible says wisdom is the principal part.
Drive.
But with all thy getting, get understanding. Understanding sometimes is equal to wisdom. I believe it was the wise man Solomon that prayed for an understanding heart.
Drive.
Amen. A heart to make the right judgment among the people of God. He prayed because he wanted to be a blessing. Let's go there to 1 Kings 3 and 9. Amen. Sometimes skill of the artisan is considered wisdom. Mm-hmm. Knowledge applied in the proper manner is considered wisdom. Right. With experience and knowledge, Amen. We learn and synthesize wisdom through our experience in life. That's why we need to listen to the elders.
That's right.
That's why we need to listen to the pastor, because they have experience. And we can learn something. That scripture that says, honor your mother and father, it doesn't mean while you're a child. It means as long as you have a mom and dad, you should honor them.
True.
Because they can give you some wisdom if you listen.
Try it. Give therefore thy servant an understanding heart.
He said,
to judge thy people.
Give thy servant an understanding heart to judge thy people.
Try it. That I may discern between good and bad. For who is able to judge this, thy so great a people?
Who is able? And that's the way we, as ministers, we just feel so undone, so insufficient. We don't know how to stand before such great a people as the people of God.
That's right.
And this epitomizes the very thoughts of our heart. As we stand before God and as we stand in the gap, we need the word from God. We need the wisdom of God. We don't know what your need is.
That's right.
Pastor Decker, don't pull me into a room and tell me all the things that's going on here.
No.
I don't know nothing. But God knows.
That's right.
That's why we need the message of the hour.
That's right.
And we have to cry out like, amen, Solomon. He was close to God then.
Right.
This was before he messed up.
Right.
He was in the high places offering sacrifices to God.
True.
Amen. He took out time to be alone with God.
Right.
The Psalm poet says, alone with God, the world forbidden. Alone with God, oh blessed retreat. Alone with God and in him hidden. To hold with him communion sweet. You want more wisdom. You want God to help you. Then you got to take out some time, because it takes time to live holy.
Right.
You got to stop.
True.
You got to make your ancient spirit stop. Amen. And you got to get alone and touch God for yourself. Because you're not going to get everything when you come out here. Amen. He can do his part. But you got a part to do too. We got a part. We got to go into our closet and shut the door. Lord, bless me. Lord, help me. Give me what I need for today. Amen. We got a part to play.
True.
Amen. He was close to God. He was starting out and he wanted the blessings of God. He wanted the anointing of God upon him. And as he got before God, he wasn't thinking about material blessings. So many of us are looking at things when we should be looking at the kingdom of God and its righteousness. Amen. We're praying and we're asking amiss the fulfilling of our lust, but we need to pray for those most important things. Amen. Lord, bless me in my soul. Make me a greater blessing to the saints. Make me a greater blessing to my family. Lord, help me. Give me a bird for souls.
True.
Gotta do it. Amen. Praise God. He got before God and said in that seventh verse,
and now, O Lord my God, thou hast made thy servant king instead of David my father, and I am but a little child.
But I'm a little child.
I know not how to go out or come in.
I don't know how to go out or come in. We got to stay that way. I don't have the answer, Lord. I'm a little child. Help me, Lord. You better stay a little child. We got to stay a little child so God can help us. Amen. Read on.
And thy servant is in the midst of thy people, which thou hast chosen. A great people. That cannot be numbered nor counted.
Amen. The people of God is a great people. The church of God is a great people.
True.
Amen. It's the house of God, the pillar and ground of the truth. We ought to appreciate the truth.
Right.
We ought to appreciate the church of God.
Right.
Amen. Amen. We are great people, but we are a humble people.
Right.
We are people in need of God's guidance. We don't want a king. We don't want to be a king. We want Jesus to be our king.
Hey.
Amen. Praise God.
True.
Read.
And the speech pleased the Lord. And that psalm asked this thing.
God saw his heart.
And God said unto him, because
he saw his sincerity.
Right.
He saw his humility. He saw he had aspirations to be close to God and to be used by God. Right. And it touched the heart of God. Have you touched the heart of God? Many of us are struggling. Many of us have issues and problems we've been dealing with. But the Bible says, godly sorrow worketh repentance, not to be repented of. Are you truly sorry? Do you want to get out of that spiritual rut? Do you want to stop being lukewarm or whatever you're doing, constantly repenting of this and that? You can get the victory,
right.
But you got to be godly sorrow. You got to touch the heart of God. God got to see from his heart to yours that you are truly sorry.
True.
Amen. It's hard to explain it. But have you ever apologized to someone and you were so sorry, you did something wrong, and the tears begin to flow, and the individual that you had offended, their tears are flowing, and they're crying too, because they know you're really sorry, and you're sincere, and I forgive you, just stop crying, whatever, I don't care, I forgive you. That's the way God wants us to do toward him. I'm sorry. Lord, if you forgive me, I'll never be found here no more. And if we touch the heart of God, God will bless us. He'll help us. But we got to break up our fallow ground. Amen. Our hearts are hardened. Amen. It's been hardened. But we got to break it up. Lord, help me. Shake me. Amen. Sometimes we got to fast, brother. Amen. Our hearts get hardened. It's not penetrable like God. It's not tender like it started off. You know what I'm talking about. Look like the word of God don't have the same effect. Lord, stir me up. Help me. Amen. Dig around my heart. Help me. I want to stay tenderhearted. I want to hear what the Spirit has said, Lord, to me, to the church. Help me to stay tenderhearted. Amen. God will do it for you. Amen. He did it for me. He'll do it for you. Amen. But I got to break up my fallow ground.
Right.
I got to see a need. I'm digging around here. You know that fallow ground is that hard ground that has to be turned over. Amen. Because the seed can't penetrate that old hardened crust. Amen. You got to break it up and turn it over. That's why they got those tillers. Amen. In the garden. Amen. So they can break up that ground. Break up your heart. Lord, help me. Amen. Break up your fallow ground. Amen. You asking for a blessing. Lord, revive me, help me. But is your heart broken up to receive it?
Right.
Is it tender?
Amen.
Lord, help us.
Man. And God said unto him, because thou hast asked this thing, and hast not asked for thyself long life.
You didn't ask for self. See, that's the man we got to kill. Self. That's the battle here. Won my way. Amen. Solomon killed self. He wasn't interested in self. Amen. He wasn't self-motivated. We got to check our motives. We got to check our intents. What's in my heart, Lord? Search me, oh God, and know my thoughts. Try me and know my ways. See if there's any wicked way in me. Check my motive out. Check my intent.
True.
Come on, brother.
Neither hast asked riches for thyself.
He didn't ask for himself.
Nor hast asked the life of thine enemies.
He didn't ask for riches for himself. Amen. He didn't ask for long life.
Neither asked for.
He didn't ask for money. But what did he didn't ask for his enemies. Lord, kill my enemies.
But has asked for thyself.
Hold it right there.
Right.
You know, David prayed to kill his enemies, but we're saved now. We got a higher standard.
Right.
We got to pray, Lord, help me to pray for my enemies.
Right.
To love my enemies. Those that despitefully use and abuse me, Lord, help me to do it. And to do it with grace.
That's right.
He didn't ask for his enemy's head. Go on.
But has asked for thyself understanding to discern judgment.
But has asked for thyself understanding.
Behold, I've done according to thy words.
Judgment. What did he ask for? Wisdom.
Right.
Wisdom.
Right.
And what did God say?
Behold, I've done according to thy words.
I've done according to thy words.
Right.
He said, if his word abide in us and we abide in him, we can ask what we will and it shall be done. But we got to make sure we ask the proper way.
That's
now, we know in James, the first chapter, in the 13th verse, it says, any man lack wisdom, let him ask of God.
Right.
Who upbraideth not, but give unto all men liberally. So we need that wisdom from above, that experience, the fear of God, salvation, a pure life. And so when we need the help of God, we can come boldly to the throne of grace, asking God, Lord, I don't know what to do. Show me your plan. Show me your way. Give me guidance. Give me direction.
Amen.
Give me wisdom how to answer, how to deal with this matter. And God see your life as pleasing him. He sees your sincerity, your humility. Amen. He see your desire to be all he can be, you can be. He's going to bless you.
Right. True. Amen. True.
Some of us aren't where we should be because we're too lazy. The Bible still says, work out your salvation with fear and trembling. You got to get down to business with God. You got to be hungry. Now, when you real hungry, don't nobody got to keep calling you, telling you to come and eat. Hello. What's for dinner? Give me one of them drumsticks. Where's my plate, mama?
True.
I'm talking about when you're hungry. And when you're bad hungry, you just start eating anything, chips, biscuits, whatever.
Right.
How bad hungry are you for a closer and a deeper experience, a more enriching experience with God, having the wisdom of God in your heart and in your life, and people looking on and see the light of God?
Right.
What are you talking about? Daniel 12th chapter.
Man.
I'm a little out of order, but I'm in God's order. That's all that matters. You know, we write these scriptures down, but we got to do what God say to.
Daniel 12.
Start that first verse, 12th chapter of Daniel.
At that time shall Michael stand up.
At that time shall Michael stand up.
The great prince which standeth for the children of thy people.
Amen. And it's a blessing when God stand up for us. He stood up for Stephen, and he'll stand up for us.
And there
amen.
Be,
if we dare, amen, to stand and be true and to be faithful, then shall Michael stand up.
Right. Great prince was standing.
The great prince that standeth up for his people.
Children of thy people.
Uh-huh.
And there shall be a time of trouble.
It's perilous times is here. We're in troublous times now.
Mm-hmm.
He was talking about now. Come on.
Such as never was since there was a nation given to that same time.
Uh-huh.
Even that same time.
Those last days began when Jesus began to walk the earth.
Mm-hmm.
It was hard for the nation of Israel. It was troublous, and it's been troublous for us.
Try.
Come on.
And at that time, thy people shall be delivered.
But thank God we can be delivered.
Right.
From any enemy.
Right.
From all those that oppose us. We can be overcomers.
True.
Come on now. God will help us.
Right.
Thank God for a good ministry. We take in the teaching. We apply it to our lives. We walk in the light. We stay true and faithful to God. And he has promised us that he'll deliver us.
Try.
Come on.
Everyone that should be found written in the book.
But that's who we're going to be delivering. Those that are in the book. Are you in the book?
Good question.
Do you have that wisdom from above?
Good question.
Come on.
And many of them that sleep in the dust of the earth shall awake.
Uh-huh.
Some to everlasting life and some to shame and everlasting contempt.
Now, I trust that you won't be one of those that is very religious but don't have the wisdom from above.
Right.
He said, many shall say unto me in that day, Lord, have I not prophesied in thy name?
Right, right.
Have I not done miracles? Have I not done these wonderful works? But what did he say? I will profess unto you, I never knew you.
Right.
Depart from me.
That's correct.
Some are going to arise to everlasting contempt.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Tell you, it's one thing when people are contemptible and they snub you and they don't want nothing to do with you. But when God give you that eternal, everlasting snub and contempt and rejection, you don't want that.
No.
That's why it's best to be honest now with our true eternal bound soul.
Right.
Amen. I need to live this thing.
True.
Because this wisdom from above has no hypocrisy in it. There's no lying in it.
No.
It is free of deceit. It is an honest life. Come on.
And they that be wise shall shine as brightness.
And slow it right there. And they that be wise
shall shine as the brightness of this firmament.
Only the wise is shining.
Right.
Those that have the wisdom from above.
Mm-hmm.
Going to shine in this dark time in which we're living in. If we live close, if we keep our spirits right, we honor God. He will honor us, and we'll shine like the what? The brightness
of the firmament.
Of the firmament. I know what he's doing. We need the wisdom of God.
Right.
Now let's go to 1 Corinthians. verse 19, please.
For it is written, I will destroy the wisdom of the wise and will bring to nothing the understanding.
Now God compares his wisdom. It's contrasted in James, and James is the book of wisdom of the New Testament, just like Proverbs and Ecclesiastes is the book of wisdom in the Old Testament and some of the Psalms. Amen. They're books of wisdom. And James lets us know that either our wisdom comes from the earthly, sensual, or devilish.
Right.
Where your wisdom come from? I hope you ain't banking your wisdom in the wisdom of man.
Right.
Trying to gain knowledge, trying to be educated. Mm-hmm. Let me tell you something. I got several degrees, but those degrees don't mean nothing. Let me tell you something. You know what I love hearing? Brother Abraham. Someone says, you could use doctor. I say, yes. I say, I got 5 letters behind my name. Yes. But what does it matter if I don't have Jesus?
That's right. That's right.
What does it matter?
True.
What good is this earthly wisdom?
True.
If you don't have God.
That's right.
What good is it?
Right. True.
We need the wisdom from above.
True.
To help us with our little finite wisdom.
Right.
Our wisdom couldn't save our souls. It couldn't straighten out our lives.
Right.
Come on. Right. No matter how educated we were, we couldn't get no better.
Right. Absolutely true.
And if you're out there with a big old education and you think you're something, I want to let you know you ain't nothing. Hello.
Right.
You ain't nothing, I ain't nothing.
True.
Without Christ, we are nothing.
True.
Because we all got to go the same way, the way of the cross. Every educated man, every king, every prince,
right.
Every rich man, we right. got to come the same way or we're going to be lost.
Right.
We need the wisdom from above. If education could save us, Jesus wouldn't have came.
True. Amen. Absolutely true.
Some true. People get all caught up in their little degrees.
Right.
I got a little motto. I tell my family, look, education don't make the man. Man true. Made the education. We need God.
Right, absolutely.
We need the wisdom of God.
True.
And when the wisdom of God is in our life, he'll help us to keep everything in the right perspective. Yeah, you need a good job. You need, if a degree will help you get a good job, that's good. But let me tell you something. Don't put your education and your job above God.
True.
He said, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. You know, some of the saints, they be praying for jobs. They want a job. Lord, bless me. And you pray with them. Ministry, we pray with them. We tell them God going to bless you. And then they get so caught up in their job, they can't come to church. Amen. They so caught up in ambition and trying to get a raise and trying to get a promotion. And they can't come to the service.
True.
My Bible still say, forsake not the assembly of yourselves together as the manner of some is. But even so much the more as you see that day approaching, that education of man ain't gonna help you fight the devil.
True.
And while you on that job, working that overtime, thinking you're gonna get a promotion, and many times they just using you, stealing your ideas.
Right.
One of my sons, he bless his heart. I just pray for him. He's think his little education is something. And he constantly be giving these suggestions. This is my second son. I said, son, you need to stop giving them suggestions. And the big boss said, you got any more suggestions, Abe? He's named after me. You got any more suggestions, Abe? And they getting these bonuses. You know what he get? To park closer to the building. He get to park closer to the building. I guess so we can get in there and start writing them suggestions quicker. Ain't got no promotion. Just sitting there thinking ways and trying to help the company save money. For what? You need a raise, you better pray. And come to service.
Right.
And continue to be faithful to God. Can't hardly pray, you're so tired. Don't let them make a workhorse out of you.
Right.
You better be making a work, be a workhorse for Jesus.
Right.
And he'll take care of all the rest.
Right.
If you seek first the kingdom of God's righteousness, all these things will be added. Don't you know God know what we need before we can ask?
Amen.
He see your family is growing.
Right.
You don't need two jobs.
No.
I need to trust. And then you get all that money and don't want to pay tithes. Well, praise God. Let me be quiet. More they get, more we get, more we want to spend.
Right.
And then some folks, if they don't come to church, they don't pay tithes that week. You heard me. If you don't go to church, you don't pay tithes. That don't excuse tithes.
Try.
Well, that's the Old Testament doctrine. No tithes existed before the Old Testament came into being.
Try.
Abraham paid tithes to Melchizedek.
That's
hello.
Right. Very good. Very good point.
So don't run that to me.
Right.
Well, Paul said, just give what you want. Well, we see the established standard for Abraham was to give a tenth of his offering. And amen. And Jesus is a high priest after the order of Melchizedek. So I'd rather err on the side of doing what Father Abraham did.
Right.
Come on. Amen. If you miss church, then come back next week. Make sure you got two tithes. Hallelujah for this side, hallelujah for over here. Because the work of God still is going on, and the lights are on while you ain't here. Amen. And everything else is needing to be done. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Try it. True. Good preacher.
Come on, brother. Where we at? He supposed to be my reader.
For it is written, I will destroy the wisdom of the wise, will bring another to understand the prudent.
Where
the wise?
Where you at?
19.
Okay.
1 Corinthians 1:19.
Mm-hmm. We get stirred up here. For it is written, I will destroy the wisdom of the wise. Go on.
And will bring to nothing the understanding of the prudent.
Bring to nothing the understanding of prudent. That's, I didn't make this up.
No.
This is what the Word of God says.
That's right.
Say your knowledge, your understanding, your wisdom don't mean nothing. And most of the time when we get wisdom, it just makes us all lifted up in pride.
Right.
And we get all conceited. And we start looking down on other people and thinking we know something. If we don't have glasses, we wear glasses.
True.
Come on. Y'all know these spirits. Y'all done seen. Come on, Rick.
Where is the wise?
Where is the wise?
Where is the scribe?
Where is the scribe?
Where is the dispute?
Where is the dispute of this world, always wanting to debate their knowledge?
Right.
Where is the dispute of this world?
Have not God made foolish the wisdom of this world?
What? God said our wisdom, our knowledge, the knowledge in these universities is foolishness.
Right.
Okay, you need a degree to get a job. I grant you that. But don't put too much stock in it.
Right.
And if you get an advanced degree because you want to teach in a university or teach and be a counselor, whatever you need it for, don't put too much stock in it.
Right.
We need the wisdom of God.
Absolutely.
We need that hidden wisdom.
Right.
Read.
For after that in the wisdom of God, the world by wisdom knew not God.
The world by wisdom knew not God.
It pleased God by the foolishness of preaching to save them that believe.
Right. Novice couldn't help us.
Right there.
But thank God for some foolish preachers.
Right.
Oh, foolishness of the preaching. But you know we foolish, because we ain't nothing.
Right.
Come on.
For the Jews require a sign.
Uh-huh. And the Greeks seek after wisdom.
Seek after wisdom.
And we know they were really confused. If you ever read that story about Paul on Mars Hill, they was trying to keep all their bases covered. They had a God to inscription to the unknown God.
Mm-hmm. Right.
They sought out wisdom, Plato, Socrates, and all of this. But those people didn't have the answer.
Right. True.
They didn't have the answer. You get the answer when Jesus come in.
True. Absolutely.
Amen. And he began to unfold his understanding and himself and his wisdom. We know God through revelation. You can study with the JWs all you want or you ain't gonna learn nothing.
Try.
With the heart man believeth unto righteousness. With the mouth confession is made unto salvation. We know God through the heart.
Right. True.
Come on.
But we preach Christ
but
crucified.
But we preach Christ crucified.
Unto the Jews a stumbling block.
Unto the Jews a stumbling block.
Unto the Greeks foolish.
Unto these people that think they know so much they say it's foolishness.
But unto them which are
but called. But unto them which are called both Jews and Greeks.
Christ the power of God
and the wisdom of God.
Amen.
Why is he the power of God? Because he reached way down when knowledge couldn't help us.
Right.
Amen. When religion couldn't help us. And he delivered us from the bondage of sin and shame and raised us to the heights. Amen. Of fair Zion.
Amen.
Amen. He put our feet on a rock. He established our goings. He put a new song in our hearts. Even praise unto our God. Some of us was depressed, taking medicine.
Right.
Some of us, amen, was confused. Some of us was trying to satisfy ourselves with the vices and corruption of this world. We had education. We had religion.
Right.
But we didn't have Jesus. We didn't have no power.
True. Praise the Lord. Right.
Oh, right. I thank God for Church of God preachers. Oh, when I get a chance to hear your pastor, I'll just take my, I'm like I'm at the university again. I'll be taking my notes.
Amen.
When God gives somebody a command of the scripture, great wisdom, great knowledge, I want to sit at his feet. Because let me tell you something, you don't get enough. We're ever learning.
Amen.
When we feel we have arrived, we're in a bad shape. Amen, because I haven't arrived.
Right.
I follow on to know the Lord. I want more of Jesus. I want more.
True.
Amen, we don't want to get common with the man of God. Oh, he's here, he's preaching again. You didn't pray through before the service. That's why you're so common. Because when you get the praying through, you're coming out here with an expectation of a blessing.
Amen.
And you're looking for one.
Amen. Yes,
You're looking for what the man of God has. You're listening to the testimonies acutely. You're listening to the songs and the words because you want God to bless your soul.
That's right. True.
Come on, bro.
Because the foolishness of God is wiser than
man. Oh, praise God. Oh, I'm so glad.
Right.
I am so glad the foolishness of God is wiser than man. Lord, just give me some of your foolishness.
Right. True.
Just give me the drippings of your foolishness.
Right.
The Bible says, as far as his thoughts is above our thoughts, huh? His ways is above our ways. As far as the heavens is above the earth.
Right.
You all know the scripture. I'm misquoting it, but y'all know what I'm talking about. God is way up here. We down here.
Right.
Like a little ant or a little insect. That's
true.
Us.
True. Absolutely.
You ought to count it a blessing when God give you light. The light bulb come on. God let you see truth.
True.
You ought to count it a blessing. Do you really thank God for this truth?
Amen.
Do you really appreciate this truth?
Amen.
Do you really know what you got?
Amen.
The angels desire to look into this salvation.
Amen.
Kings desire to have what you have, to know what you know.
That's right. Absolutely.
Come on, brother.
Because the foolishness of God is wiser than men, and the weakness of God is
stronger
than men.
Oh, Lord, just give me some of your weakness. Give me some weakness, Lord. Give me some of your weakness. Not my weakness, your weakness. Because it's stronger than man.
Try.
Hello.
For ye see your calling, brethren.
Do you see your calling, brother?
How there not many wise men after
not
the flesh.
Not many wise men after the flesh you call.
Not many mighty.
Let me tell you something. It's hard for a rich man to get saved. Mm-hmm. It's hard for people that got rich in knowledge to get saved. Hello.
Ooh, true. True.
You got to humble yourself. When he said, Jesus talked to that young rich ruler, and he said, I've kept the commandments from my youth up. He said, go sell all you have.
Try.
Give to the poor and follow me. He went away grieved.
Try. True.
Amen.
What are you holding on to?
Mm-hmm.
That God can't bless you with his wisdom. He can't empower you. He can't help you. What are you holding on to?
Good question.
Is your all on the altar?
Good question. Right.
Amen.
Amen. Of sacrifice, lady.
Very good.
Your heart does the spirit control. You can only be blessed and at peace and sweet rest
right.
as you yield him your body.
And soul.
What are you holding back?
God.
Come on, read, bro.
Beautiful. How then not many wise men after the flesh, nor many mighty.
Not many
not
wise
many
men.
Not many noble are called.
Amen.
But God has chosen the foolish things of the world to confound the wise.
And he God chose the foolish things of the world to confound the wise.
Mm-hmm. And God has chosen the weak things of the world to confound the things which are mighty.
Mm-hmm. The base things of the world
mm-hmm.
and the things which are despised
mm-hmm.
have God chosen.
Try it.
Yea, and the things which are not. To bring to naught things that are.
That's right.
Why does God work this way?
That no flesh should glory in his presence. That's it, bottom line.
Because if it was by my knowledge, by some purpose or something within me to do something, I'd get all lifted up. I did this. The Bible says that no flesh
glory
should
in
glory
presence.
In his sight.
Right.
See, whether we want to believe it or not, we got to stay on guard about that spirit of pride.
That's right. True.
Because we didn't bring nothing in this world, and most surely we ain't taking nothing out.
That's right.
All we have, we owe it to God. Any little knowledge, any little sense, any ability, anything that we have, any money, any intellect, we didn't get it. God gave it to us.
True.
He loaned it to us. That's why you want to give God the glory. But we
True.
Got to watch for that spirit of pride.
Right.
That self. that wants to take God's credit.
Right.
That's why knowledge can't help you. That's why being strong can't help you.
True. Excellent.
Amen. Very true.
We need God.
True.
Come on.
But of him are ye in Christ Jesus.
But of him are you in Christ Jesus.
Who of God is made unto us wisdom.
Who of God is made unto us wisdom.
And righteousness and sanctification.
Righteousness and sanctification.
Redemption.
All we need, I told you, is in Jesus. He is the source of wisdom. But I like it how that, well, I like the idea that when Jesus came, wrapped up in flesh, and as a child, God let him learn things. Even though he was a son, when he wrapped himself in flesh, God let him grow.
Try.
As an example for us.
Right.
Luke 2:52. Right quickly.
Luke 2:52.
And then we're going to go over to the first chapter of Proverbs because we want to see wisdom personified.
Luke 2:52. And Jesus increased in wisdom and stature and in favor with God.
As he grew in stature, physically, he grew in wisdom.
That's right. Awesome.
Now read that again now.
And Jesus increased in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and man.
How are you doing? How am I doing?
Right.
Am I growing in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ? How am I doing? The wisdom God started me off, am I still at that same level of wisdom? Now we know the wisdom from above is that true wisdom.
Right.
It is the highest form of wisdom.
Right.
Because it is the wisdom that comes from God, amen, making his home into our hearts and becoming a part of our life, and we are part of him. It is that noble, that most highest form of wisdom, amen. It is a wisdom that is above all these other wisdoms.
Right.
How am I doing? Am I growing? Am I growing? Or am I still struggling, making the same mistakes. Now, Brother Esau Brooks said this to us in Chicago years, many years ago. I was a young person. And he said, it's not that the devil is so smart. We're so dumb. We're just so dumb.
Right.
And I thought about that. I said, you know, you're right. Because a horse, see another horse fall into a rut or a ditch, he ain't gonna fall in that. He gonna go around. Some of us ain't got horse sense.
Right.
It ain't that the devil is so smart. We need the wisdom of God.
Right.
We need to ask God to help us to grow in wisdom.
True.
And as we obey God, walk in the light. Amen. He said his word is a light unto our path. I'm misquoting it. Help me out. A lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. Thank you. What? More light I walk in, more light I apply, the more light I'll get.
True.
The more understanding, the more wisdom, the more discernment.
That's right.
The more understanding. I'll be able to help others. Don't you know the Bible said the strong ought to bear the infirm the other week? I won't have to call on the pastor no more. Now let me correct that. As much. Because see, that pride is lurking, you know. He said, I don't have to call no more. No, as much. Because you'll be helping people with their problems. If God permit and the pastor permit. And that's as long as you stand in your tests and trials. And being faithful and growing. You'll be able to help carry the load and be a pillar instead of somebody carrying you.
Amen.
God allowed Jesus to wax. They took note at his wisdom at such a young age when he was in the temple with the scholars.
True.
Those great men, those learned men, those Pharisees and Sadducees and those people that knew the law. They knew that he had been with God.
That's right.
Do people know that we have been with God? Could you go to Proverbs?
Yes. What verse?
First chapter.
What verse?
20th verse.
Wisdom crieth without. She uttereth her voice in the streets.
Here is wisdom personified. Wisdom crieth without. She uttered her voice in the streets.
Right.
Go on.
She crieth in the chief place of concourse, in the openings of the gates. In the city she uttered her words, saying,
what does she say?
How long, ye simple ones,
how
we love simplicity.
How long, you simple ones,
we
or
love
those
simplicity.
Of you that are not saved, stay in sin.
Will ye love simplicity and the scorners
delight
in it?
How long will you love simplicity?
Right. And the scorners delight in their scorning.
You delight in your scorning, your mocking, your scoffing.
And fools hate knowledge.
How long? Come on.
Turn you at my reproof.
Turn you at my reproof.
Behold, I'll pour out my spirit
unto
you.
I will pour out my spirit unto you.
I will make known my words unto you.
He got to make known his words unto us.
Beautiful,
he got to give us wisdom.
Beautiful, beautiful.
But in order for him to do it, I got to change.
That's right.
I got to repent. I got to turn my life over to him.
That's right.
Many people say Proverbs is written for young people.
Mm-mm.
But Proverbs is written for me.
That's right. True.
All of us.
True.
And as you read it, you can go back over it and you get something more out of it.
That's right.
Amen. Turn ye at my reproof. What do you mean? You need to repent.
Right.
I will pour out my spirit unto you. I will make you to know my words unto you. Make known my words unto you. Go on.
Because I've called and ye refuse.
But what does, when wisdom touches the heart of the unsaved, unregenerate man, many times they refuse.
Because I have called you, have
refused. The Spirit of God deal with their hearts,
right,
like he dealt with us. Go into our spirit and show us our failings. Mm-hmm. Show us the mess that we've made of our lives. That little still small voice talks to us.
Right.
And we are convicted.
True.
And we know that God is not pleased.
Right.
He imparts his wisdom to us.
That's right.
He said, because I've called.
Mm-hmm.
And you refused.
I stretched out my hands. And no man regarded.
And no man regarded. You didn't want wisdom. And you know it's true. We talk to our young people, we talk to our children, we talk to our relatives, and they just go on. They want help, but they don't want God.
That's right.
They want your money, but they don't want God.
That's right.
They want you to bail them out their problems, but they don't want God. Well, what I got to do? Stop bailing them out. Stop getting them your money unless the Lord tell you, and let them find God. Because as long as you substitute for them, you know, it's sort of like a drug addict. They got to hit rock bottom.
That's right.
If they don't hit rock bottom, you can enable them all you want to. But they're not going to quit until they hit rock bottom. That's the way many of these unsaved children, unsaved relatives, you need to leave them out there. They made their choice. Respect their choice. Stop trying to help them, just save them. You're in the way. You're praying you want God to save them. Get out of the way.
Amen.
God don't need your help.
Amen.
True.
Amen for this side, that side too. God don't need your help. Mothers! And mother's love, I'm telling you. Go to the ends of the world, but sometimes you need to pray. Say, Lord, do you want me to extend my mother's love? Or do you want me to pull back? Sure, it hurts, but oh, the reward when that individual comes to himself, like the prodigal son.
True.
He hit rock bottom. He was so low, he was ready to eat the food that the pigs ate the swine. And he thought, The servants at my father's house eat better than me. Everybody have forsaken him. What you doing trying to help the prodigal for? Let him hit rock bottom. So he can come to himself. He can't come to himself because you're in the way. Enabling. I know it's hard. But sometimes you gotta leave people to their own devices. They gotta face the consequences of their actions. Now you consider. But that prodigal son, after he wasted everything and he found himself in want, he began to hire himself out and he found himself working with the very thing that was detestable to him.
Right, true.
People need to get down right down there in the muck and mire. And so they can come to themselves. Because as long as you make it easy for them, they're gonna constantly justify their actions and not be accountable.
Try.
You can't help people that's not accountable. I'm not feeling my way. You can't help people that's not accountable.
Try.
I got to be accountable for my actions.
True. Absolutely.
I don't have a problem. You got a problem. I don't have a problem. Mm-hmm. I just do this for recreation. But let him hit rock bottom. He gonna know I got a problem. Cause he right at the swine food, ready to put his face in there. He will never come home as long as you holding him back. You say you want him to be saved, but you love him too much. You need to put him on the altar. Put that child on the altar.
Amen.
Put that husband on the altar. Leave them in God's hand. Seek the wisdom from above. Live right. Do right. Be an example.
True.
You got $10? No, I don't have it. That's God's money. I do not have it for you. It belongs to God. Mm-hmm. And I'm not giving it to you. I will pray for you.
Amen.
You need to be delivered.
Amen.
You know, just about everybody in America life has been touched by somebody in their family with some kind of substance abuse problem. Come on now. I'm not feeling my way. I got two siblings that was on drugs. I practice what I preach. Hey, can you loan me some money? No, I don't have any. What you think I'm gonna do with it? What you think you're gonna do with it? Because I don't have any money. I'm not going to support nobody's habit. They'll never come to God as long as you're trying to save them. You can't save nobody. We ain't got that through our head. We can't save these children. We can't save nobody. God got to save them, just like he saved us.
Try.
You cannot save your children. Leave them alone.
Amen.
Put them on the altar. Come on, brother.
But you have said it, not all my counsel, and would none of my
And that's what they're going to do to you. Just like they've been said. You don't think God been talking to them? They said they're not all God's counsel. You think they're going to listen to you? And would none of my reproof.
Mm-hmm.
Come on.
I also will laugh at your calamity.
Sometimes God got to make examples of people. Hello. And let's pray that it don't be our child, but it can be. Because the Spirit of God is not going to always strive. God ain't going to constantly deal with you about getting saved. And no, you can't get saved when you get ready. You got to get saved while God is dealing with you.
Try.
While the Spirit of God is dealing with you, you got to move out today. If you hear his voice, don't harden your heart, because you may not hear it tomorrow.
True.
All God got to do is talk to me one time. Hello, one time.
Try.
Extend salvation to me one time. And I'm without excuse.
Right.
Amen. Very good.
True.
Some of these backsliders, they just think they can get saved anytime they want. They flaunt themselves around the church of God, act like they something. You can't get saved. You better be careful. God might make an example. What did he say? What is that?
I also will laugh at your calamity.
I'm going to laugh at your calamity.
I will mock
when
your
tragedy
fear
and distress come to your life. I'm going to laugh at you, God said.
Right.
When distressed and anguish, what?
I will mock.
I'm going to mock you when your fear cometh. Come on.
When your fear cometh as desolation.
Out of nowhere.
And you're
like a tornado out of nowhere, like a hurricane out of nowhere.
And your destruction cometh as a whirlwind.
What's going to happen?
And distress and anguish cometh upon you.
Come on.
Then shall they call upon
Lord, have mercy.
But I will not answer.
If we go over the Spirit of God and the Spirit of grace, God said, I'm not going to answer you. Some people saved. God has been dealing with you. I don't know. You know you need to measure up, and you're playing around with it. Pastor came this way, and came this way, and came this way, and you're holding him back. God ain't going to come that way no more. And it's not going to look the same.
God, help. Yeah.
The Bible said, that light that is in you become darkness. Behold, how great that darkness
is. True. How great
is that? We got to respect truth.
True.
We got to value this truth. And when God showed me some area in my life I need to measure up in, I need to, if I can do it in my seat, do it. But if you need to get this altar, if I got to ride the altar, I'm riding this altar to make heaven.
Amen. True.
I'm not too proud. I don't care about you. I want to be saved. Amen. I don't care about nobody seeing me come down here to this altar and kneel and pray and ask for help. Lord, help me.
Right.
I want to make it. I want to be saved. Help me to walk in the light. Help me to live the message.
True.
Help me to not hypocrite. Help me to be faithful. Lord, I done heard this twice, three times already. Lord, help me to measure up.
Right. Absolutely.
God don't have to keep talking to me.
No.
God give Brother Decker a whole new message. And it don't even bother you no more. For this cause, many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. For if we would judge ourselves, we should not be judged of the Lord.
That's right.
But when we are judged of the Lord, we're chastened of the Lord, that we should not be condemned with the world. That ain't just for communion. I got to examine myself.
That's right.
See if I'm in the faith.
True.
Prove your own selves, whether Jesus Christ is in you or whether you be reprobate.
Amen.
I got to respect this truth.
True.
God ain't obligated. He don't have to continue to show me light and show me the truth.
Absolutely.
I thank God for a good pastor. I thank God for one that is laboring and praying and fasting and has a burden and love my soul.
Amen.
He can be letting all kind of foolishness in here. Come on now. He can open the door for Babylon. He can open the door for the world. But he's laboring and fighting hard to keep the devil out.
Right. True.
He's praying. He's asking God. He sees these spirits trying to get in here, and he's fighting. He's praying. He's before God.
True.
Are you making his job easy or hard? Sitting on the word.
Good question. Good question.
Sitting on the word. I'm talking about revival. Hello.
Right.
Let's go to Ezra 9th chapter. I'm going to stop right here. Let's go over to Ezra. They want a revival. And God began to show Ezra, as they was under much persecution,
right,
fighting to rebuild the city. Huh?
Ezra.
Jerusalem. And God showed Ezra what was going on. The people had polluted themselves.
Mm-hmm.
They had did the very thing that God told them not to do when they get into Canaan land. Mm-hmm. They had intermingled with those people, those Canaanites, those Perizzites, those Jebusites.
Yep.
You know what I'm talking about. And the leaders took of the wives themselves.
Mm-hmm. True.
Started that
Let's start at the 8th verse for now.
Ezra, what chapter?
9th. I'm sorry, sir.
9th chapter, 8th verse?
Let's start at the 6th.
And said, how about verse 5?
That's good.
And at the evening sacrifice, I rose up from my heaviness, and having rent my garment and my mantle, I fell upon my knees. And spread out my hands unto the Lord my God.
I'm talking about the man of God. Got a burden for the work, got a burden for the people of God. This is what he does. He spread his knees. He fell on his knees and spread his hands out unto the Lord my God.
And said, oh my God, I'm ashamed and blushed to lift up my face to thee, my God. For our iniquities are increased over our head, and our trespass is grown up under the heavens.
You know, our pastor, I don't know, y'all might not see this, but Brother Gordon used to do this every spring. He'll get up and he'll say, saints, and all saints meet, he said, you all forgive me. There's some errors in my life I could have measured up in, and I want God to bless me, and you all forgive me. He didn't have no sin. He didn't have made no mistakes. But you know who he did that for? For us, the church. Because he knew some of them were sitting down, holding back on God, needing to repent. Some iniquity or something was working on them. And he would get up and said, you all pray for me. God help me measure up in my faults or areas. He wasn't repenting of sin, just faults and mistakes or whatever. And then it'll be a chain reaction. One, to stand up. Two, before you know it, the whole church is repenting over something. And some of them needed to repent. But he did that to help us. Because some of us was not going to do it because of pride. Mm-hmm. From shame come a pride. From pride come a shame. You know what I'm
saying? Right.
He said springtime is spring cleaning. Mm-hmm. He said, just like you clean your house, you need to clean your soul. Any of those areas you ain't been measuring up in, you need to repent over now. Let's not start the year off with a dirty spiritual house.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Ezra saw how these people had sinned, and he said, I blush. Mm-hmm. I blush, Lord. Many times as a man of God, we see people in conditions. We see people struggling. We see people not humbling themselves to get the help that God has for them. And we are praying for them. We're saying, Lord, help them. They don't see themselves. Help them, Lord. Read. I'm talking about a pastor that has a burden for the flock.
Since the days of our fathers, have we been in a great trespass unto this day? And for our iniquities have we, our kings and our priests, been delivered into the hand of the kings of the lands, to the sword, to captivity, and to a spoil, and to confusion of face as it is this day.
We have been captured. We have been delivered into the hands of the enemy because of our disobedience. Many people aren't making no headway because of some faults. The Bible says, confess your faults one to another. He said, lay aside the weight and the sin that doth so easily beset us.
Right.
You know that besetting sin, that fault, that weight. You need to get rid of it.
Right.
It's hindering you. And it'll hinder the church.
True.
Come on.
And now for a little space, grace.
Now for a little space, grace.
Hath been shewed unto from the Lord our God.
From the Lord our God.
And to leave us a remnant to escape.
To leave us a remnant to escape.
And to give us a nail in his holy place.
Give us a nail in his holy place.
That our God may lighten our eyes.
That our God might lighten our eyes.
And give us a little reviving in our bondage.
A little reviving in our bondage. The king, and let them come back to rebuild Jerusalem. He said, God, you have lightened our burden. Mm-hmm. You've given us a little space. And look what we have done. We have intermingled. We have sinned. Help us. Mm-hmm. Come on. For we are
bondmen. We were bondsmen. God has not forsaken us in our bondage.
Yet our God hath not forsaken us in our bondage.
But hath extended mercy unto us in the sight of the kings of Persia.
Uh-huh.
To give us a reviving.
To give us a reviving.
To set up the house of our God.
Set up the house of God.
And we are to repair.
To repair the desolations.
And to give us a wall in Judah and in Jerusalem.
Give us a wall in Jerusalem. We want God to help us. We want a reviving. What are we willing to do to get it?
God help.
Are we willing to search? He searched the camp and he had them all to get rid of the sin.
Amen.
They had to literally separate from them wives and them children that the blessings of God would be upon them. Ezra executed judgment.
Try, God help.
You need to get rid of that. What are you holding on to? When my saints died, when we went through her house, she had a big box of jewelry. What you need all that for? She said, we got rid of that. Big box of jewelry in the basement. She wasn't wearing it. But what you holding on to it for? You know, in Ephesus, they had a burning. They brought their books of curious arts and witchcraft, and they burned them.
Right. True.
Some of us, when we got saved, we just brought all our worldly stuff, and we just took it and put it in the garbage.
Try.
Got rid of it. But what are you holding on to? What do you need to get rid of? They need to get rid of them wives and them children and to repent so the blessings of God would be upon the people of God. We need the wisdom from above. It's first pure.
True.
Nevertheless, the foundation of God standeth sure, having this seal, the Lord know them that are his, and let everyone that nameth the name of Christ
depart
from iniquity.
Right.
See, it's not always committed sins. Sometimes it's omitted sins.
Mm-hmm. True.
I said omitted. Sometimes it's something that only you and God know. That's why I take honest people to be saved. Did you finish that? Thank you.
And now, O our God, what shall we say after this? For we have forsaken thy commandments, which thou hast commanded by thy servants the prophets, saying, the land on which ye go to possess it is an unclean land with the filthiness of the people of the lands, with their abominations which have filled it from one end to another, with their uncleanness. Now therefore give not your daughters unto their sons, neither take their daughters unto your sons, nor seek their peace or their wealth forever, that ye may be strong and eat the good of the land, and leave it for an inheritance to your children forever. And after all that has come upon us for our evil deeds and for our great trespass, seeing that thou, our God, hast punished us
less than our iniquities deserve,
and hast given us such deliverance as this, should we again break thy commandments and join in affinity with the people of these abominations, wouldst not thou be angry with us till thou hast consumed us, so that there should be no remnant nor escaping? O Lord God of Israel, thou art righteous, for we remain yet escaped. As it is this day, behold, we are before thee in our trespasses, for we cannot stand before thee because of this.
Because of this. And they had to get rid of them. They had to get rid of them.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, there was some crying. There was some tears. There was some broken hearts.
Mm-hmm.
But let me tell you something. My allegiance to God is more important than my allegiance to man.
Absolutely.
That's why you want to do what God say first. You don't have to be in that situation. Some people, if they can't find a husband in the church of God, they go to these different Babylonian churches.
Ooh.
Just because the person is saying they say, they want to get married and get hooked up with them. Bible still is saying, be unequally yoked together. Be not unequally yoked together
when
I believe. How you know they say? One thing about in the church of God, you see people, you watching them, you see how they live. You got a good pastor that you can get a recommendation and you can get a reference from. You don't know some of these people.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen people go out and get somebody and bring them in here and it's just a disaster. And
amen.
A big old problem for the ministry. Can we get counsel, Pastor Decker? Can we get counsel, Pastor Decker? He told me not to get married. Well, the Lord said I can get married. I'm talking about the wisdom from above is first pure.
Right.
God makes us of a quick understanding. Let me tell you something. I don't want to do nothing. If God don't show my pastor, I'm a waiting till God show him.
Ooh, absolutely. Woo. True.
Let me tell you something. When God led me, my job relocated me. I worked for General Motors, and I had been laid off. My job relocated me to Missouri. After being there, God gave me a burden, and I began to witness, and people began to get saved through my life. God began to establish a work. But you know what? I told those people, I said, I'm going back home unless God tells me to stay. So you better get an experience for yourself with God.
Amen.
I wasn't going to take no responsibility on me that God had not given me. Mm-hmm. And I began to seek God and pray. I thought I had put everything on the altar. I said, Lord, I put everything on the altar. God said, you haven't put your fear. And I said, Lord, I trust him. I will not be afraid. And God gave me assurance that he wanted me to stay and pastor those people.
Good.
I say God gave me assurance without a shadow of a doubt.
Thank the Lord.
I know I'm supposed to be in Missouri.
Amen.
But you know what I told God? Show my wife and my pastor. I said, if they don't see it, Lord, I can't go. You told God that? I sure did. Because I felt in my heart and with the faith and confidence I had in God, if he could show me, he can show them.
That's right.
And I came home and I told Sister Ross, and I said, I grabbed the babies. I'd come home every 2 weeks and I grabbed the babies. And I said, oh yeah, by the way, God told me to stay in Missouri. And she's like, what? Because I just said it casually. Because I wasn't trying to convince her. If God showed me, he'll convince her.
Amen.
And I called the pastor. I said, I need to set up a meeting with you all. And I met with him and I said, God told me to stay in Missouri, but if you all don't see it, I will not go. I had that much confidence in my pastor.
Amen.
And I had confidence in God.
True.
And you know what he told me? He said, Brother Abraham, with the truth you got, you can live safe in Alaska. I left there with the blessings of my pastor. I don't want to go nowhere if my pastor don't have no blessing on me. You do what you want to do.
Try. True.
I'm keeping it real. These independent spirits think they know just as much as the pastor, know just as much as the ministry, got word for word, toe to toe. You scare me.
Try.
Because I couldn't have did that. I'm looking for an earthquake, so to speak, huh? Cora, huh? Mm-hmm. I'm looking for a snakes to come in here, bite somebody. Because you playing with God.
Right. Absolutely.
You don't mess with God's man. Touch not my anointed. Do my prophets no harm.
Try, absolutely.
If he didn't see it, I wasn't going.
True, absolutely.
He watching for my soul. He got to give an account for me.
That's right.
Don't you know that's serious? Don't you think he taking that serious? Do you think he going to just be telling you something? He going to give you a word from the Lord.
Right.
I had a sister, husband had been saved for about 17 years with my right-hand man. He backslid. And she was a good sister. She's my helper now. And pray for her. She has cancer, but she's believing God. But when she was facing this divorce, she didn't want to divorce her husband. She pleaded with him, but he wanted to leave. And she could not make him stay. And she said, Pastor, could you give me something? I said, I have nothing to give you but this one thing. He keep them in perfect peace whose mind stayed on the Lord.
Trusted me, right.
God gave me that to give to her, and that took her through. He keep them in perfect peace whose mind is stayed in the Lord, for they trusted in him.
Right.
God will give your pastor a word from the Lord. He will give you a counsel. He will comfort you. He will be what you need him to be. I'll never forget when I was in St. Louis and I was going through, brother, and I really was in a fire because I didn't see my wife sometime but twice a month or maybe one time a month. And the devil was raging. And I'll never forget, I missed my family severely. And I called a minister that worked with us, that was one of the products of Pastor Gordon's ministry. He was pastoring in another place. And I called him, and I was in tears. I missed my family so. And he called Brother Gordon and said, "What is this brother calling me, telling me he missed his family and so on?" So he had no compassion. I called the wrong person. I called my pastor. He said, "Don't you ever call him again." At the time, his wife had been dead for a number of years. He said, "Brother Abraham, I know what you're going through because I miss my wife." And he began to share with me the fifth chapter of 1 Peter. He said, after you have, how does that scripture go? Let me read it. But I tell you, this was a blessing and a comfort to my soul. I'm telling you, it was like balm. And he gave me this scripture. He said, "But the God of all grace, who have called us unto his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after you have suffered a while, make you perfect, establish, strengthen, and settle you." And he began to comfort my heart and share with me the word of God, and it gave me what I needed to press the battle on and to keep safe until I was able to bring my family. You need your pastor. We need to be pastored.
We need
a word of wisdom. We need good counsel. Amen. And you can only get it from one place.
True.
I'm not going to finish this. I'm going to stop here. But I'm telling you, God is what we need.
True.
Jesus is the source of all wisdom.
True.
Amen. We need Jesus. We need more of him. Amen. And without the fear of God, there can never be true wisdom.
True.
And the fear of God is leaving this world. Saints, we have to pray to keep the fear of God upon our souls, to stand in awe, not wanting to do anything to displease God, standing before God, trembling. "Lord, I want to please you. I want to be faithful. I want that wisdom from above." Pray for us, Pastor Decker.
Beautiful.